This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And joining us on the line right now is that Royals insider, Jalen Thompson, KC Star beat reporter for the Royals. You can follow him on X at Jalen Thompson. Jalen, hello from back here in the deep freeze. Hope you're enjoying your time in the sunshine. We're not jealous. We're not bitter, you know, or anything like that. So if we imply that, you can ignore us. But we are. Hey, you just put this out. The Royals just releasing the lineup. I think we get a nice bit of a news item there, at least for me, right off the top. Jonathan India is playing left field, and probably the Royals tipping their cap a little bit here right out of the gate on how they'll fit him in.
Yeah, I think so. Jonathan India is a guy that has worked really hard this spring to go into left field. I took a video of him, seeing him do some defensive drills. He has really good athletic. It's Wade Jr. So, and Vinny Pasquantino, Salvador Perez, he'll get back in there later this week, probably this weekend. But seeing India in left field, that's going to be key for the Royals today.
Jalen, I know that one of the more notable news notes that came out about the opener for the Cactus League is that Daniel Lynch, you know, is getting the ball to open things up this spring for the Royals. What does that say to you about him, about his development, and where the Royals are prioritizing him?
Yeah, they want Daniel Lynch to just continue to build up innings and pitch. There's a couple of things to look at with him. You know, last year he got to start spring training as well. So it's the second consecutive one since I came to spring. And one thing I noticed about Daniel is he said he really loves to compete. He loved being in that bullpen last year, just being counted on, being able to come in and, you know, kind of play that fireman role a little bit if they need him to put out a fire. So he's really excited just to be at the big league level and compete, and he's willing to do both starting and relieving, whatever they need him to do.
Ross Stripling gets added to the roster, at least on a minor league deal. Jalen, would the plan for him just be to be kind of a maybe bullpen? He hadn't been good for a few years, but he's had years over his career where he has been effective. What do you think the ultimate plan with him is? Or chances, I suppose, that he could even make the roster?
Yeah, when you look at Ross Stripling, he's an MLB veteran. He's been around the block. He knows exactly what he wants to do and what he can do in the big leagues. And he said the Royals was one of the first teams that reached out to him this offseason. He mentioned how they have a great defense, and that was something that was important to him because he knows he won't generate a lot of whiff with his pitches anymore. He knows that he pitches to contact, and he's going to need a defense behind him that can help him be successful. And he felt like coming to the Royals would give him that opportunity to do so. And, you know, he's former college teammates with Michael Wacha, so he had that relationship in already, and he's willing to do whatever he needs to do, whether it can be a starter or it can be a reliever. He knows he has a tough road ahead of him to make the team, but he knows that the Royals are a young squad that can, you know, potentially push for something more in the postseason, and he wants to be a part of that. And looking at what the Royals needed last year, they had Tyler Duffy, they had Dan Altavilla, they had several veterans that came in and pitched and was needed throughout the season. So I think if Stripling doesn't make the team out of spring training, he could potentially be someone that could be an option for them in the minor leagues if he chooses to go that route.
Jalen, the big news from the Royals over the course of this last week, J.J. Piccolo gets himself a contract extension through, I believe, what, the 2031 season, I think, is when that contract is up for him. When I first saw that come down, my first thought was, this tells me that John Sherman and even J.J. Piccolo, they believe that the window of success for this team extends much further out than just this year, next year, that sort of thing. Like, they think that they can be contenders long term. And I'm sure that with the foundation of Bobby Witt Jr., with, you know, some of these other guys that are coming up, the way that the rotation is right now, that they feel like there's a recipe for long term success for this team, and that Piccolo is going to get rewarded to be able to oversee all of that.
Yeah, I think so. I think you hit it right on the nail there, Tommy. With the Royals extending J.J. Piccolo through the 2030 season with the club option for 2031, he kind of lines up right with when Bobby Witt Jr. is going to start to have those opt-outs and those things in his contract as he continues to go forward as well. And I think you want to have the synergy in from your general manager on down to your players and your best players, because Piccolo was a big reason why Bobby was able to sign that deal. And now you're saying that he's going to be around when it could potentially come up again to try to keep Bobby Witt Jr. in the fold. And I think it was key to do that because those two are kind of tied together. That was his first big signing, or big extension. And, you know, Bobby means so much to his Kansas City Royals organization. So I think you mentioned it right, that John Sherman knows that those two are important for the future of this franchise and this team.
I want to talk about Cole Reagans for a minute, Jalen, and that deal getting done kind of right before the other. What do you think that says for Reagans? That feels like a very team friendly, you know, sort of buyout, the arbitration. Are we reading that right? I mean, Cole Reagans would have made, if all things continue on his trajectory, far more than $13 million through the years of arbitration than the deal he signed, right?
Yeah. So with that deal, the Royals were going to they're always going to have Cole Reagans through the 2028 season pretty much anyway, with his arbitration and things of that nature. What this does is it gives Cole Reagans some security. It gives him some financial security, meaning that he doesn't have to worry about how much he's going to make from year to year as he goes through arbitration and things of that nature. Plus, J.J. Piccolo mentioned it. He said, this is not going to be like, we signed you now. We're done. It's kind of where he signed you for right now to give you some security in the short term. And then we also still have a chance to sign you long term as well with another extension or something of the like. And I think it's important that Cole Reagans got this extension where he bought out this season in the first 2 years of arbitration, because he's a 2-time Tommy John surgery recovered. He came back from that twice, and you know, he's pitched well and he's shown that he can battle through adversity, and he is the franchise ace of this team. So I think it was important for them to sign him. Now he's there in line with Seth Lugo and Michael Wacha and Michael Lorenzen now.
The other notable story that I read yesterday, Jalen, is that Kyle Wright battling a little bit of an injury here. I know that he's trying to work his way back to the majors and trying to, you know, potentially compete for that fifth starter role in the rotation for the Royals. Does this injury that he's dealing with right now, I'm sure that will set back his progress, but does that take him out of the running at least maybe for, you know, the first part of the regular season? Or how long does that look like it's going to look to where he's going to have that setback in his recovery?
Yeah, it was a minor hamstring type injury, so the Royals are going to take it cautious and just bring him along slowly. They were always going to do that with him as he comes back from right shoulder injury, surgery. You know, that's a tough injury to come back from. You got to really trust your arm and get over those different hurdles that come along with it to be able to pitch more effectively in the big leagues. The Royals know what they have in Kyle Wright. They traded for him for a reason. They want to see him come back to full form, and they're going to give him as much time as he can to get to that same pace that he was on within that 2021 season where he won 21 games. So it's going to be something where the Royals want him to be Kyle Wright. Just go and pitch and get back and get built up in the way that they know he can. So for right now in that fifth starter spot, I wouldn't rule him out, but I will say that it's looking more likely it's going to be either Chris Bubich or Alec Marsh, or even if Daniel Lynch is still going to be in that mix too. So it's going to be probably one of those three, but I wouldn't rule out Kyle Wright at all.
I want to ask you, Jalen Thompson, joining us, our Royals insider, out in Arizona. The Royals begin spring training game action today. I want to ask about Jack Caglione. Mm-hmm. What do you think his timeline is? He's a guy that certainly, because he's a high pedigree college player, could be a fast approacher. He didn't get off to a great start in the minors last year. This got brought up to me because the Royals AA team comes here to Wichita to play late in the season. We're kind of wondering, like, is Jack Caglione going to be in that game? And I think that's probably about right. Doesn't it feel like a most of the year AA, maybe September call up? Is that too ambitious? Is that not ambitious enough? What do you kind of see as his timeline?
I think that could be something that it depends on how Caglione is playing. I will say this. He has his regular number in training camp. So he has 14. And most guys that come up, they don't normally get their regular number when they're first with the big league club. But he has 14. So that shows the kind of the faith of what that the Royals have in him, that they allow him to wear his regular number that he'll probably wear throughout the season. So I think that there's a lot of excitement with him. He's a big, strong kid. And if he does go to AA and he plays well throughout the year, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if the Royals needed him. They would potentially look to try to call him up if he's in him for him to be an option. But I think what they really want him to do is focus on his first big season, big professional league season in baseball, and then go from there and see where he's at. But they said that they want him to just be a hitter, and if he can showcase all the hit tools at the AA level, I would not be surprised if they decide in September, if they needed him, that he could be someone that they look to.
And isn't it kind of, if it's before that, it probably would be because something bad happened. That's sort of what my thought was.
Yeah, exactly. Like, okay. It would have to be like if there's an injury or anything right. like that. Because we saw last year when Vinny Pasquantino went down, they didn't really have a first baseman that they could go to. They put Salvi over there, but if you put Salvi at first full time, you take him away from catching, and that wasn't what they wanted to do. So they went out and got Yuli Gurriel because they needed someone to play first base. So it just depends on what's going to happen. Right now, they have Nick Prado that is focusing only in the outfield. He's working out there. So they really need someone to be that backup first baseman. And maybe that is Jack Caglione if something injury does happen down the stretch.
Jalen, we appreciate it. First pitch today, 2:05 Central Time, out in Surprise. You can follow Jalen. He will be there following along. You can keep up that way. His work at the KC Star, of course, or on social at Jalen Thompson. We appreciate it. We're very jealous of your weather. And hopefully we'll get a little of that our way here in a couple of days.
Yeah. How's it looking out there? Is it still snowing?
It's not still snowing, but it's still cold as hell, or cold as whatever, I guess the opposite of hell is, because it is as cold as it's ever been here. Literally, broke records the last couple of days, but hey, it's going to be like 60 on Monday.
I'm just going to live vicariously through you, Jalen. I think
that's right. That's right. We need pictures of the pool. We need pictures of whatever it is that can warm us up out there. Jalen, enjoy the game today. Baseball's back, baby.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, guys.